is Winfrey, and welcome to...
Sounds like you're in a closet.
I'm in a crowded room. We just were here for like... Listen, everybody that's here, I'm just on the radio, but we're also in the room, okay? Just did a workshop with about beautiful in Las Vegas through our in the Noetic Sciences group. Yes. Can I hear that? No. We can be. We'll just let the background noise be on. In fact, Vicky.
Yes.
We have the most interesting group of people here, Don.
Yeah, you know, Noetic Sciences, right?
Well, they're all independent.
Independence,
you know.
right. Just an eclectic group, right?
I better plug this in. I'm going to go. My phone's going to go dead. You know, the Noetic Science Group is, I think it was founded by Edgar Mitchell. Is that right? Edgar Mitchell? And, hang on, I'm plugging in my phone. And
you know what I love about being on the air with you, Ben? Not only that I just love being on the air with you, but that I always feel like I'm in an airport.
We're going to have somebody tell us about what the Noetic Science Group is. You're not the right guy. Who should I ask? Joe. Joe. We have a Noetic Science Group. So we're on the Don and Loon show. Okay.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very, very well.
Excellent. I hear everyone's having a great time over there.
Yes, we're very honored to have Wynn here to present his material and information, and it was quite enlightening.
Excellent.
Yep. I have to say, I don't think I've been buzzed more times in someone's presence ever in my life within a short period of time. I was shaking, shivering, sweating, burning up all at one time last night as he told one story. It was rather interesting experience, I have to say. So I guess the energy vibration that the two soul groups that Wynn connects with are pretty powerful.
Yeah, I see. I would have to attest to the truth of that only because I've had my own feelings with it. And it is very, in fact, it can be overwhelming at times, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for a while, I think people were looking at me like, what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
As I was convulsing.
And that's a physical thing, I might add, see. I mean, it really is. That's what's so mind-boggling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it was great. I think he had the audience very captivated with the material he was sharing, and it is absolutely remarkable some of the similarities between the professed reincarnations that he shows in his book. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's what I love about Wynn. He'll amaze you. Now, what do you do for Noetic Sciences? Do you...
I'm on a committee for a local chapter of the Institute of Noetic Sciences here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
We meeting once a month, and we bring in cutting-edge speakers like Wynn every month at the library here in Las Vegas, and it's just by donation. And then I am part of a large group of people of like mind that are creating the Healing Center of Las Vegas, which is going to be an alternative healing center.
My hats are off to you, my friend. That has been a dream of mine, having a nice healing center that encompasses all forms of healing from east to west, north to south, up, down, over and around.
You got it. It's going to be unlike anything in Las Vegas, and I'm not sure that anything in the country is exactly like it either. I haven't seen everything, and you know, my favorite thing is I don't know what I don't know. But we're going to make it happen. I know it's right because it's come to me from so many different sources, basically with the same vision, and the grid all the time in synchronicity is bringing all the elements together little by little. And I guess I just have to say that when all the elements are in alignment properly, it's all going to catalyze perfectly and happen. But
now,
start the process, and it's being done virtually.
Right.
So I am instrumental in creating all sorts of events here in town, including any way to raise consciousness, including showing great movies like The Moses Code and One and the Global Oneness Project's library. I don't know if you've heard about that, but it's really great stuff. And active all the time in creating events which are experiential in the area of meditation and Diksha and oneness movements and all sorts.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely do love it. Really bringing it into the science and the energy of it. And I guess that's what kind of noetic sciences stands for in some way, wouldn't it? Or what does noetic stand for?
Yeah, one of their main focuses is bridging science and spirituality.
Okay, yeah, is that what noetic stands for or something like that? Or
it just kind of stands for consciousness.
Consciousness, okay.
But Edgar Mitchell, you know, being an astronaut, he's a pretty scientific dude. So there's a little bit of focus on that. Yeah, of course, they have people like Dean Radin that are involved with them, you know, in this form
of
physics and the like. All of that's happening. As a matter of fact, I've even worked with some people that do what's called energy medicine. I know a guy that actually has a quantum computing healing system. It's strictly quantum, no wires attached. It works bridging quantum math with quantum consciousness and does healing through that process vibrationally. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Sounds it.
Stuff is all happening now. You know, it's all becoming a reality. All those dreams of Will Rogers and the like is all finally coming to fruition.
You know, it is exciting times. It's because on the one hand, you have such wonderful hope and technology and vision and a bright future. And on the other hand, you have, of course, people realizing that they can take advantage of that and others. So,
yeah,
you know, you get the good with the bad, it seems, as we roll along. But I think we're into interesting times, one that I think we're going to lead into extremely healthy future.
Yeah, that's who I'm trying to connect with all the time, and the circle is growing bigger and bigger here in Las Vegas. There's a lot of light workers in Vegas. I know that might surprise some of your listeners, but it's really true.
I hope so. I mean, I truly do, because it's really... Really, I think the coming together of everybody, regardless of our indifferences, I mean, that's such a small word, too. That's what bothers me. You know,
right.
Indifferences, it's just, it's such a smallness that I can't get there from here. So, so I'm enjoying that. It's beautiful to see. I'm hearing a lot of the same throughout Canada, too. People are coming together in various groups and situations. Living situations, farming situations, ranching situations. You know, not a overly lot, but a few, and it really makes me happy.
Oh, yeah, the consciousness is raising, and the whole idea of sustainable societies and all that stuff is starting to happen.
Yep, independent, sustainable societies.
Yeah, I think that the people that are really working on expanding the philosophy of oneness and fifth dimensional thinking and consciousness is a really, really key thing. And as more and more people get to realize that we're all connected and all one, and there is no separation, duality, or reason for judgment. And
boy, I hope you're right. I'd love to see, you know, I'd like to live long enough to be around then.
As you want. It's a choice. I'll say that again. You can live as long as you want.
It's a choice. Hey, I will live forever.
From Joe? Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Don?
Yes.
Now I'm going to introduce you to another young man. His name is Sean Fisher, and he is the head of a production company in Las Vegas, making a movie.
Yeah, I've spoken with Sean before, I believe.
Were you ever on the Don and Wynn show before?
I met him, but no.
You met Don?
Behind the scenes, yeah.
Where'd you meet Don?
I called him and said, hey, I'm filming this movie, and I might be coming through Sacramento, and maybe if I am coming through there, I could interview you guys for the film.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a while. I know you had a few hosts that you'd interviewed at the time you asked about and you interviewed, and I thought that was just groovy. And then we had a link. I think that's back in the day of blogging service, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, good to be speaking with you.
Yeah. So I was gonna, you know, just ask Sean a few questions so he can tell about his project. Of course, one of the neat things about the project is that I'm in it. And
I just love the word project, don't you?
But there's a trailer up, which I invite you all to look at, because just
project
by
and op. Sorry. I love you.
By looking at the trailer, you're kind of increasing the kinetic energy of the project reaching more people. So the more people that look at the trailer. And so, Sean, how did you come to start? What was your vision when you started making this movie? And by the way, the trailer is at the website metaphysia.net. Metaphysia.net.
Didn't you used to have Marlin Studios? If my mind is not mistaken, was it Marlin?
Marin, like Marin County.
Marin Studios. Marin, M-A-R-I-N, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Now it's all coming back to me now, Toto. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you with us again. It's been a long time.
So, Don, I'm gonna ask Sean a couple questions. Like, how did you start the movie? What was your impulse, the thing you started that?
Off the top of my head, this was 2 years ago that we began the project. I live in Las Vegas and had been here a number of years and was doing private, personal, physical research just for my own life purposes, and in the process of that, was starting to see a pattern out there of all these books and movies and ideas in circulation that made me wonder what seemed to be going on at this particular time on the planet, and how was it relating to the extremes that we were seeing in the news and the media. It seemed like if you didn't look at things from a metaphysical point of view, that it was very, very difficult to understand the world at this time. If you did consider the world from a metaphysical point of view, in many of the different ideas, there seemed to be some deeper explanations for what may be happening at this time. And so I got tired of reading hundreds of books every week and researching on the internet. I decided personally that I wanted to go off and actually meet some of these authors and speakers, professors, teachers, scholars, healers, you name it, and actually one-on-one talk with them from my own personal understanding. And then I realized that other people would probably want to go on that journey with me and hear what these people had to say, and hopefully through that process find a deeper or greater vision for living on the planet at this time. And so I decided to make a documentary. And I began in San Francisco not knowing how far and deep I would go. I just simply had this core intention and set of questions. And as I met more and more people and eventually Winfrey, I realized that they knew people who knew people and that I needed to go to those cities and talk to those people. And that there was a certain kind of, if you will, guidance that kind of connected with us. And before I knew it, seven, 8 months later, I had been to 9 different cities, including Burning Man in the desert, all basically spinning out of that original intention and first shoot in San Francisco, and had hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage that, to me, was precious, that I wanted to tell in the format of a documentary film and hopefully have other people benefit from. So that's 2 years summarized into 5 minutes.
Wow. You must have enjoyed that. I mean, that to me is a dream, interviewing wonderful personalities and people who are actually on a leading edge where science and spiritual and metaphysical combine. So it's, yeah, wow.
So,
Sean,
what stage is your movie at now? Is it going to go into theaters?
We're about a month away from a first cut, it's called in the film world, where you have a version that's about 90% finished and needs the finishing touches and whatnot. And what we plan to do is start test screening in front of select audiences to receive some feedback and see if we are connecting with the audiences globally. So we're going to select some groups here in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. We're also seeking, of course, the most important aspect of the film at this point, since the film is beginning to conclude now in the post-production process. Now we need to connect it with the appropriate business structures, people who have the connections and networks out there that understand distribution in the film world. We would like to go to film festivals like the Toronto Film Festival and others, and get some exposure for the film, some publicity, fine-tune the film, refine the film, and then get a distribution connection that will take the film out into the global market. That's pretty much where we're at. So we're a month away from beginning the test screening process in front of a few audience members here in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. Then we can take all the feedback from those people and complete the film by June 1st. And then it's off to the races, depending on, really, who we meet.
All right. Well, you've got a good road ahead of you. It's going to be fun.
All right. Hey, we have some other interesting people here, Don.
All right.
Not all of them are quite as, Sean is actually doing something out in the world, and some people are just working on their internal process.
Out in the world?
Some people are just holding light energy for their families and their children. Like, here's a young lady that is holding beautiful energy for bringing up how many kids? Five kids, single mother, 13 years, single mother, and what's your name? And Erica, do you go to all the Noetic Science meetings?
No, I don't.
Is this your first one?
Yeah, well, I'm connected with Joseph and the Healing Center at Las Vegas, yes.
Okay.
I'm a life coach, too, and I have a background in alkaline diet and nutrition and
all
personal
right.
fitness training.
Great.
So you must subscribe to smoking, then.
Say that again?
Well, I'm a big smoker, so you must subscribe to that, right?
Right. It's very toxic to your body.
Oh, but doesn't it turn your body into a nice alkaline situation where it actually can defend itself?
No.
No?
Oh.
Or yes? You
no.
only got one shot at this. You might want to ask around.
Okay.
I'm pulling your leg. It's Dore.
What? Say that again.
I was just pulling your leg.
I know you are.
You're on the Donna Wynn Show.
I know.
I had to throw a jab in there, one or two.
Very smart.
We usually do.
All right, Don, we'll move right along to the next person here. Thank you, Erica. Were you going to ask a question?
Sure, have her ask a question.
You're supposed to ask. We're interviewing.
I'm supposed to ask a question. And okay.
Don't.
Is she gonna play Oracle or what?
Is what?
Oracle?
No, Erica, not Oracle. I'm gonna move right along, Don. I'm afraid what you might say. It'd be dangerous.
I liked her though.
We have a gentleman here by the name of Clay.
Clay.
Clay. You're live on the Don and Wynn Show. No one's leaving. Eat dinner, I can say. This is live on the Don and Wynn Show. Clay?
Yes, sir.
He was going to start off, but he didn't know how to talk about the Noetic Science Group.
Just get on the air and just spoo.
Clay.
You'll be amazed at how good it'll feel on you.
You're in this huge internet audience right now of at least 30 people.
With the venue?
It's called the Don and Wynn Show. It's actually Don and I met when he was probably the first time I put out my story.
Yeah, I was on the rebound.
He ended up doing. He hates me talking about channeling now. He wants me to just talk about what do we want to talk about? I don't know. We don't usually talk about channeling. But in any case, we'll talk about Clay. Clay, how do you manifest your beautiful spiritual nature into the world? Let our internet audience hear this.
Oh, that was deep. I don't know that I have one of those. Beautiful spiritual inner, what did you say?
Your beautiful spiritual nature.
Yes. The way I do it is I do neurofeedback. So we balance and harmonize brains to help you tap into your true nature and manifest the highest and best that you can be.
You sound excited.
Let's do a Diksha. Diksha of Oneness. It's from the University, Oneness University in India. I went to India. We've done, did a couple 21-day sessions down there. And we do Diksha, which helps you shift the way the brain functions so you can tap into oneness and truly experience enlightenment right here, right now.
I love it. I love it.
Do both. Balance your brain, get the Diksha, and we'll make it work for you. We do it every Thursday if you want to come by my house.
Is okay.
If you have
well, thank you for the invite, my friend. Thank you.
If you want to go by Clay's house, give me an email, winfrey@yahoo.com, and we will forward it to Clay, and you can go to his Diksha.
Do we have to send, like, a picture first or something? I hear they're sending them by cells. Teenagers are starting to send them by cell phones now.
Don, we could actually do Diksha over the phone line. You know that?
What's that?
Diksha over the phone line.
Diksha.
Now watch it.
Is she nearby?
Don't make any perverse comments, okay?
All right.
Mine works.
Okay.
I have a sacred enough environment to do that. I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass on what?
Not appropriate.
What were we talking about?
Now we're going to walk over to these two beautiful women here.
See, you had a plan all along. I knew you would.
I would say, epitomes of the up-and-coming higher dimensional people on this planet that are making a difference in changing the world, okay?
Okay.
First one, her name is Victoria, and we're actually at her house. We actually have two Victorias.
You're at Victoria's house.
Okay, and here's Victoria. Victoria, what would you like to share with the world right now, being that you're live on the internet?
No.
You know, it's every second, every moment is such a blessing, and no matter what happens to you, you can always find your own inner vibrational light, and I just kind of hope to share that. It's really a good thing, and it's not as hard as most people think, and it's not as one of those airy-fairy things like other people think as well. It's if you really have made a difference in somebody's life, in somebody's world, it's one of those things where you pay it forward, you pass it on, and you don't stop. And that's what I hope to do, and just kind of helping to kind of share more blessings with people. Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you. Wow. Now, see, that's the kind of disposition we need to attain.
That's right.
Right?
And you know what? I'm standing in her vibrational space.
Well, I wanted to attain her position, too.
You do?
Yeah, well, hey.
Okay.
You're the ones at her place. The guy before her offered everyone to come over to his place. I'm thinking, you know, A connects to B. How?
That's right. Beautiful lady here.
Another one. All right.
Katrina's making a movie, a documentary. You have the Dalai Lama in your movie, correct?
Yes, it's about the religions of the world, Don. And I have to tell you, this young, handsome man over here has a silver-tongued repertoire here.
Are you talking about my partner that way?
That's Oprah's brother.
She's talking about your Saturday partner on the Don and Wynn show.
Yeah. She's making me jealous.
Oh, my gosh. But if you like, I'll tell you about the documentary that's my divine mission.
Absolutely.
I'm making a I was informed that I was to make a documentary on the religions of the world, and I had no say about it, and I said, I can't do that. I don't know anything about filmmaking. And they never even said anything to me about my objection. So here I am. My honey and I are making this documentary. They even told me the name of the documentary is called Can't We Get Along? It's about the religions of the world. And the universe has just sent us all of the wherewithal. We just got back from India. We spent 2 weeks there filming the religious beliefs of that country. We went to Vietnam a year ago and got those that film footage there. We also met with the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama was we asked him, why can't all the religions of the world get along? And do you know what his answer was?
No.
His answer was, well, in India, many religious sects get along. But the main thing in getting along with others is to have compassion and respect for their belief.
I totally agree.
There you go. Well, who would disagree? But that holy man, he's really a very good man. You can tell when you first meet him, he's got this light shining, emanating from him. And he has the most delightful giggle. He goes, and he laughs at himself. He's quite tall. He must be 6'4", 6'5". And he just wears one of those robes that the Tibetan monks wear, no matter how cold or hot it is. That's all they wear, is this one little robe. And, yes, he's
got to find what's going on over there. Incredible.
Yes, you bet. You bet.
I mean, incredible. Because yes. It pains me every moment I hear about it.
Yep, that's right. Well, I'm going to turn you back over to Wynn. It's been
a full
chatting with you.
Pleasure.
Talking.
Thanks.
Thank you for sharing your dream with us.
Now, we're walking around. We're having
walking.
For those of you who are listening to the Wynn and Wynn show, we are taking our break, and this is a workshop I'm doing today, and I'm letting everybody have their moment of fame. Is that what it would be?
I don't know. They're your students. You're the teacher there?
Wynn show.
So
no.
Step up into the mic, Wynn.
Listen, have, saying she's too shy. And
can I promote something?
Of course.
Okay.
Say your name.
Hi, my name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Don with the Don and Wynn Show.
Hi.
Hi. So,
where is this radio station out of?
Well, we're in Northern California.
Well,
so what do you look like?
What?
What do you look like?
Here, you talk to him. Don't let him get.
I am an average 5'5", blonde with blue eyes, and living in Nevada.
That's not average. Sounds pretty darn good from here.
Well, thank you. But I would like to promote my boyfriend. His name is Marcus Rothkranz, and he wants to inspire the world in how to be healthy and happy and sexy.
Healthy, happy, and sexy.
Yeah.
You know, that is a great aspiration.
Yeah. And
yeah.
He's got, he has a website that's phenomenal, and people can learn how to at least start in the right direction and how to live healthy.
And what website would they go to start that trek?
It's gorawnow.com.
Go raw, RANOW?
GORAWNOW.com.
Oh,
and
go raw. Oh, like veg. I got you.
He eats raw foods. And basically, he's also in the film business. He used to live in Hollywood. He did the, set designs for all the big movies and motion pictures. And he is a director, and he also wants to create a concert where he travels around, and he'll be like a motivational speaker, but not
another
boring.
Tony. Oh, not quite like Tony.
Not really boring, but like a hunky blonde guy that's got muscles and jumps.
Well, more like Richard.
I'm sorry, what?
Like Simmons? Motivational?
I. his name is Marcus Rothkranz. I couldn't understand what you're saying. There's a lot of, like, background noise here.
That's all right. That's okay.
But,
I'm usually, half the time I'm talking to my audience. The other half the time I'm talking to myself.
Okay, now I move to another room. But basically, he wants to create this concert where there'll be musicians on stage in between him speaking in front of a huge wide screen, and there'll be graphics on the TV or on the screen showing exactly what he's talking about. And people, he'll have, you know, certain guest speakers that will talk about health issues and how they might have suffered from a brain tumor, but by going and changing their diet, they changed their lives. And so basically, you know, he wants to inspire the world. And this guy, he's never done drugs or drank or anything, and he tries to enjoy life without that stuff. So hopefully someone would be inspired to go to the website. And he's an artist, too. He was actually known as the number one pinball guy in Hollywood because he was the one that started all of the pinball machines, going from the cheesy old generic art to the really fancy, detailed, realistic art. And he, like, did the Star Wars pinball machine, and he used to do, like, a lot of commission work for famous people. And
right. Like, wow.
Yeah, he's really talented.
Sounds like quite a guy. All right. Well, we'll eat raw now. Right?
Yeah.
Eat raw now. Eat it.
Yeah, eat raw.
Eat raw now.
No, eat. Or be raw now, yeah.
Be raw now.
But the website is Go Raw Now.
Go Raw Now. See, folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning
okay.
in.
Okay, so hopefully I'll give the phone to Wynn, okay?
Oh, okay, and do me a favor.
Uh-huh.
You tell your boyfriend that he has a fantastic dream with a fantastic girlfriend to back it up.
Oh, thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
Hey, Don?
Is this Wynn?
Yeah.
Wynn! Where you been, man?
What's that?
Where you been?
I give the phone.
Where you been, man?
And they run off with you.
You know?
Women that they want to go in the room by themselves. Say hello to Madonna himself.
They don't come out sweaty, do they?
Tell everybody your name.
Hi, Don. This is Joan. How are you?
I'm excellent, Joan. Thank you very much. Well, you know, that's what the ladies tell me.
I didn't hear that, Don. What did you say?
I said I'm excellent. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Thinking about tonight.
About tonight?
Yes.
Do you need to know a little something about tonight?
No, I'm saying, what are you discussing tonight on your show?
Well, actually, we were discussing bringing you on and seeing what you had to discuss with our audience. You're on the spot. Wait. 5, 4, 3, 2, go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joan, and I just got done doing a workshop with Winfrey, and it was really great and enlightening. We got to hear a channeling from Terry, which was nice to hear, and meet a lot of great people and experience some wonderful energy that hopefully will carry us through for the rest of this life. And that basically was my experience tonight, and I look forward to...
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Are you joyous?
Pardon me?
Are you joyous, peaceful, excited?
I'm joyous.
But...
I'm optimistic. I'm feeling a little bit light-footed and, you know, feeling good. Like I just got a new new car, or had a birthday.
Well, all right.
Isn't that great?
It you know, nothing greater. Nothing.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
Nope. So anyway, we're just all chatting amongst ourselves, and I am getting ready to go because I have to leave. So, would you like?
You sound like you're about to make a break for it.
I have a little boy that I have to get home to, and I'm sure he's wondering where his mom's been all day. I don't ever hardly leave him, so.
You understand, well, Mom. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. It was a pleasure talking with you. Good luck and have a great rest of the show evening. I'll turn you back over to Wynn.
All right.
Was he nice?
Are you screening everybody now?
All right. Good. Now, what's your email?
I'm always nice. I'm always nice.
I know I'm not being a very good Donna Winshow guy today, but it's actually probably an interesting show, huh? Don? Hello, Don.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Now, Don, I got to tell you something. I know this will appeal to you. Jennifer.
Appeal to me? And then you give me a girl's name. I like it. Yes, I think you're correct.
Jennifer, who was telling about her boyfriend's music.
Did she mention her boyfriend? I can't remember.
You mentioned, you don't remember that. He's an artist. Oh, your boyfriend's an artist. Good.
He makes movies.
Movies.
Okay.
So. Right. It reminds me of that new commercial. You know, the guy sits on the couch, and the pretty girl sits up next to him, and she asks him how he's doing, and he flips out all the pictures and says, "Would you like to see pictures of my ex-girlfriends?"
I wanted to tell you that Jennifer is a dancer in Las Vegas.
A dancer in Vegas?
Dance at the...
Would she let us come over to her place?
Spearmint, right?
Uh-oh. See, she got the whole mix there. I told you it was a little eclectic. I mean, you've got dancers, producers,
she
people danced. With big dreams, tall people, little people.
Hey, Don? Hello, Don?
I'm here. Yes. Wynn.
Dancing.
Wynn.
I know.
Get the door, will you? Could be dominoes.
How it feels to be dancing. Now I'm really embarrassed here. All right, we're going to deflect.
You're embarrassed?
Okay. All right. Hey, hey, hey. I'm in trouble now. So, hello, Don.
Yeah. You're starting to lose me. I'm drifting.
You're drifting?
I'm drifting.
Okay, Don. Can you hear me?
I can always hear you.
So, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Don and Wynn Show. Maybe someone wants to phone in, okay?
Let's let them phone in. You know the numbers.
We are here in Las Vegas. We are having a really great vibration at Victoria's home, who came to the Noetic Science meeting to hear me. And have you had any Noetic Science people on your show, Don?
Oh yeah.
Who's been on? Did you have Edgar Mitchell?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he still alive?
He's still up and around.
Okay. And I gave a talk on Wednesday, and then we had like a workshop that went for like 11 to 6 today, 7 hours. And we just, you know, we took a break at 6. Everyone was supposed to eat dinner, but no one did. They're just hanging out and in the vibration of it all. So, what's new on BBS?
Well, I was counting on listening to you and the rest of you.
You're counting on what?
I was counting on listening to all of you guys.
Oh, I think there's some more people here. Let me see. Who am I spoke to?
Put a cute one on.
Huh?
Put a cute one on.
Say that again?
Give us a cute one, you know.
A cute one?
Cute girl. Put the cutest one on in the room.
Oh, they're all cute.
Are they all cute?
They're all cute. They're all cute.
Let's be selective.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a cute one.
I am not going to be selective. I'm going to be putting people on as they flow towards my way.
We'll be here a while.
We will.
Well, let's see here.
No, now you're moving to them.
I'm moving around.
I knew it was too good to last.
Now, here's Teresa. She hasn't said hello. Are you shy, Teresa?
Well, you should be shy. I know what I am.
Teresa says, wait a second. Teresa said she used to be shy, and she doesn't know what she is now.
Oh, well, you know, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, I think I grew out of my shyness. You know, there's some moments that I still feel shy, but for the most part, a lot of times, I don't know, it's weird. Like, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not.
So you opened up to your wild side.
Hello to everyone on your show. I don't really know what you guys are talking about right now.
Well, I can barely hear, so I don't know.
Making the show part of the flow, okay? So what do you do to uplift people's spirits?
Well, where I work, I always try to go around and help people see the positive things in life, because sometimes, you know, people get down, people get stressed, people get in a negative space, and I kind of go around and help them, you know, do a grounding exercise and also bring in a light, bring in a loving space, calm them down, and then maybe help them look at the situation from a different vantage point. And so a lot of times when they do that, then all of a sudden their work environment around them doesn't seem so stressful. They can handle the day. And then they are able to end up leaving with a more positive attitude.
What do you do? What's your job?
I'm an operating room nurse.
You're a nurse. They need people like you, Kara.
Yeah.
Hold the energy.
Sometimes people will just come up to me at the beginning of the day, okay, Teresa, ground me so that I can, try to help, being grounded to the earth and just being in a more peaceful state, and so that they can function throughout the day.
Well, that's beautiful, especially coming from a nurse. I like that. It means that maybe we're getting some compassion back into our medical society.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yes, I do believe so. You know, they've even brought studies through the operating room where people are listening to music or listening to positive affirmations, and I would like to actually see that more in the operating room, that people are conscious about what they're saying, people are conscious about what they're listening to, things like that.
I agree. Beautiful.
Do all kinds of different doctors? Do they take an operating room nurse to work with one kind of doctor or operation?
Well, I actually get to work in several different types of surgeries. I mean, different hospitals that you go to, sometimes you have to have a specialty, but I'm lucky enough to be able to work in all different services. So.
All right.
So you're talking to the world right now.
Yeah, that's great.
What would you like to tell them? How did you feel about today? Did you go to any weird experiences today?
Just trying to feel the different energies and what do I say? Keeping your sights on the higher purposes of what the true intention of a gathering is. So,
you're playing it by ear. Yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right, Don.
All right, Wynn. I have a question for somebody there, or even you, Wynn. Everybody says the Creator is infinite, right?
Say that again?
Is the Creator infinite?
You know what? That's a long conversation, okay? I have my idea of...
What's your idea?
Of how it works, which is, not exactly typical, okay?
So what you're saying is the Creator's not really infinite, and here's why?
Well...
right?
I would say, what is the Creator?
see, how does it all work? What is the creator?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have to decide what the creator is.
I would agree.
And then you can answer the question.
Maybe.
I mean, it's like saying, is God infinite? Well, what is God? If you say God's infinite, if that's how you define God, then that's the way it works.
Right.
You know, these are...
So is Wynn infinite?
Is who?
You.
Is Wynn infinite?
Are you infinite, Wynn?
Not in this level. I'm very finite in this level.
So something is infinite in another level?
Well, okay, we got to...
So I asked you if the creator was infinite, and you're telling me you're infinite, but
well,
maybe not the creator?
I think... No.
I'm joking. We have a caller?
We'll see.
All right, we have a caller on the air with us, I think. Nope, they hung up. Caller, try back. We didn't get you in time.
Uh-oh, you scared them off.
My slow fingers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what is infinite? I'm not sure that the universe doesn't have boundaries.
Isn't it infinite?
The universe might have boundaries.
It's in a finite...
Do you think the universe...
It's in a finite matrix that feels infinite.
Do you think the universe goes on forever?
No.
It's got boundaries, right?
Yeah, I think everything's kind of growing.
So that means...
But, yeah.
That means that the word infinite may exist, but within our universe, it may not be relevant, you know? It's like, to me... It goes into a conversation that I can't even begin to understand myself to give the answers to say, is the creator infinite? Who's the creator and what's infinite? I mean, you can define the creator as infinite and then the creator's infinite because that's the definition. But I don't know if that's a helpful way of helping people to connect with the energies of higher realms. Because the biggest challenge in this realm...
I just asked you if he was infinite or not. I didn't tell you to sleep with me.
You didn't tell me what?
Nothing.
So, all right, ask me another question. We'll try another one.
Well, you asked me one.
All right. Are
Your
you
turn.
In? You infinite?
Me?
Yeah.
My infinite? Sure.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Well, I just know I'm infinite.
Yeah, but my rational...
Now, infinite can be defined in infinite as far as time, or infinite as far as distance, or infinite as far as what?
You tell me.
Well, it's a long conversation. We don't have time for that right now. But I'd love to educate you, yes. I think we got our caller back. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Don?
This is Wynn.
Oh, hey, Wynn.
Hi.
You guys are funny. I have a question. When does Don sleep?
Don never sleeps.
I'm not kidding. I hear him on there at different, I mean, he just pops on in different shows and different, I mean, is he always BBS?
Don and BBS, I guess, are synonymous.
That's what I'm...
What do you think, Don?
Well, Don is the background pro... You know how you have a background program running on your computer?
Yeah.
Don is the background program running on BBS.
The operating system.
At different times, when different people enter the right programmed word, Don suddenly pops out of the background and says, "Hi guys, this is Don," and then he says something.
And it's usually something, you know, really smart-ass, and I love that.
Well, thank you.
No, you guys, the BBS, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
I was just wondering, I have a question maybe that, I don't know if anybody has brought this up, but what do you think about the whole thing that, like, Oprah's doing with the Eckhart Tolle book? And just, I mean, I think it's kind of a cool thing, and I know you guys do a lot of, you know, metaphysical, spiritual, you know, awakening things, but...
I'd never speak bad about it. I think Oprah's done so much for the country, for the people, for her race, for African Americans all over the world, including Caucasians and many people. I mean, she's really been an icon, and she's never really been an unhealthy one, has she? She's went through some of her own traumas and situations, but they've been pretty loud towards the public, and yet she still has a very spiritual backbone and upbringing, and from my understanding, she is really attuned to that. So has she always done the right things, in my opinion? Even like sometimes these major giveaways and some of the entertainment shows, I don't know, you know, I mean, what I just see, she's done so much good, and really, she's having a lot of fun, and she's reaching out and touching a lot of people.
I agree, and I think she's bringing this kind of consciousness to a mass, to the
little
mass.
Little by little, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, making that be the book club, book of the month is, you know, it's a really bold act, though. She's taken a lot of flack, of course,
from
the organized religion, but I think, you know, her intention is wonderful, and she has really, you know, just brought enlightenment to people that never, ever would have gone there, I think. And, I love that she's bringing that kind of awareness to the masses, whereas you're kind of, you know, where, like you say, you're not mainstream, you know, it's BBS, but, she is bringing that kind of, you know, spirituality, and it's a bold move. I mean...
Oh, I figure if they gave her free rein, she'd probably buck everything. But
well,
I don't think she has that kind of free rein.
She has a lot of power, though. And
I think she does probably have a lot of power.
Yeah.
I wouldn't disagree there. But when you're that powerful in media, there's a lot of different parties that you're privy to.
But you know what? She is an icon, though, and
she
is, it's just beautiful that she's using it the way she is.
I would agree.
And she's really excited about that too. It's like she says it's like the best thing she's ever done, and you know, just everything. It seems like on her content of her shows lately is more, you know, just she says they, you know, she asks, what is your intention with this show topic, and it's really good. She's helping a lot of people. Anyway, not to go off on an Oprah, but, you know, other things people disagree with, too.
Right.
Anyway, well, Don, you are doing just a great job. I love you and Wynn. Y'all are just hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We love being here.
The hardest time ever, though. I just would... He's a brave man to do a talk show with you. Anyway, I'll let you guys know. I just thought I'd interject a little bit of...
Well, we're going to call in the light, so why don't you stick around and let's call in the light.
Oh, okay.
Wynn?
Yes, well,
we've got about 30 seconds or so. We'll take another minute, but we got to close.
All right. I'd like to thank our caller-inner for checking in tonight and realizing my bravery to do this show with you, Don. That's not too many people acknowledge me for that. So.
Well, you are a brave soul,
and you know, when I get too obnoxious, though, when I sit down, he threatens to fire me, so I have to be kind of good and do it in between stuff. So in any case,
I think he enjoys torturing you maybe just a little too much. But
he's on my list.
Don, you're really awesome, though. You keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
You too, sweetie.
All right, Wynn, stay around. We're going to all call in the light together.
Let's call in the light, and this is our way of bringing all our energies together and doing a planetary prayer. And for those of you that feel the energy of this, on Monday nights at 6 p.m., may I say this, Don? We do the Winfrey Conference Hour, which is dedicated to pulling the energies together like this, Monday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here that's listening to us right now, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies to the center of the Earth. And right now, those of you who are listening that free-willingly choose, we intend that our energies can merge and blend. And Jesus called that communion. We're calling it blending, We become a group energy for the moment. And when we're a group energy, we have access to inviting group energies from higher dimensions to join with us. And so we invite those positive service to other energies to join with our energy, create a huge group energy, and we want to now move this energy around our planet, defining all those places of darkness and fill them in. If you close your eyes, you can, some of you can see the light in front of your third eye. You can feel the energy as it's coming in to your space that you're joining with. And you can right now send this energy to yourself, to your family, to your job, to your neighborhood. And we'll take a moment, just a couple of seconds of silence. And on that note, this is the Saturday's edition of the Don and Wynn Show. Thank you for being here. We'll be here next week. And have a wonderful, love, light week.
All right, folks, thank you for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show, and thank you to our guest for being a part of the closing. I sincerely appreciate you being here. Folks, stick around. We got a great show coming up for you. We all love the next show, A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. That's one you just want to sit back and relax to, because it's always entertaining and always enlightening, so stick around.
I love you. Ugh.